Hey, Lindsay.
Good morning.
Oh, my goodness. We're in here singing.
How are you guys doing this morning?
Feeling real good.
Man, great. Thanks for having us.
Oh, I love this. Okay, well, first of all, welcome to the 99.5 Zia Country Morning Ride. It's already been a weird morning, so I'm just going to warn you guys now.
Oh, it's getting weirder now. it's even weirder. That's what we're looking for.
Of course, I've got Mr. Billy Ray Cyrus on the line, and I have also got a surprise Mr. Don Van Truss on the phone as well. Good morning, guys. Do you have coffee on the system already?
Heck yeah.
A little bit. These days.
Oh, well, I mean, Billy Ray, you've had an achy breaky heart for 25 years now. How are you surviving?
Oh, you know what? I went right back to the source. I recut it and put it out again and having more fun now than I had 25 years ago.
Oh.
I mean, just a blast. This new Muscle Shoals version that we did for a 25-year anniversary has really exploded into something very special. You may have heard we are also being joined by Caballo Dorado singing in Spanish on the song. It's actually released today. They joined in on our track. You may know them. They've had a hit on it for 25 years.
Yes,
no,
sir.
Mi Pobre Corazón.
Yeah, they've had a hit on that for 25 years singing that. They joined in on our track, and it's really special. So we're just having a blast right now.
You know, I have to tell you, I laughed immediately when I saw Billy Ray Cyrus and the Silver Mullet Band on there.
Oh, good. Well, that was the intention.
Now, one of the things I got to bring up with you guys, because when I said that Billy Ray was going to be on the show today, a lot of our listeners got a hold of us about a name change. Do you know what I'm talking about, Billy Ray?
Yeah.
All right. I want you to clear this up for our listeners this morning, please.
I'm going to clear it up. Everybody ready?
Are you ready?
Here comes clear.
Here it comes. I was born Billy Ray Cyrus. I was always very comfortable just going by Cyrus. I was a ball player, and my jersey just read Cyrus.
All right.
And so people just called me Cyrus. Well, in the decade of the 80s, most of the time I was just known as Cyrus, and I called my band Cyrus, as in Bon Jovi. Or, you know what I mean? As
no, exactly. That makes sense.
Yeah, Cyrus, and that was my name. And when Mercury Records came to see me after I'd written Some Gave All, matter of fact, if you would have seen me in 1989 and if you would have seen our T-shirts that were for sale, it would have said Cyrus on the front, and then on the back was a flag of POWMIA, and it said All Gave Some Gave All. The band was Cyrus. So Mercury Records came to see me, and as the deal started coming into place, it took about a year and a half or so for that to evolve, and when it all came down, they said, we're gonna release you as Billy Ray Cyrus. And I go, oh man, I just want to go by Cyrus. And at that point, I was living in my car, which was a Chevy Beretta. I was homeless. My car was my home, and I didn't really have, I was like, I just told him, I said, call me whatever you want to call me, whatever you think.
And like, I'll be there to play.
Out because that's what I'm about. So when I referred to talking to Rolling Stone, I said I'm going back to my roots as a singer-songwriter, the person I was born at. Cyrus, I'm a singer-songwriter. Nothing more, nothing less. That's what I do.
You know, I really appreciate you clearing that up because it was questions back and forth. Nobody knew if it was serious or what. And I got to ask, are we still allowed to call you Billy Ray on top of that?
Please call. Call me Billy Ray. Don calls me BR. You Billy Ray Cyrus. Any of the above. Yeah, I'll respond to all. I'm totally. Just call me.
Just as long as we're dancing along. Oh, now I got to ask you, Don. How's it been being in the studio with Billy?
Gosh, it's great. Full circle event after 25 years and the great friendship we've had over the years, and the music we've made together and out touring together. It's just it's a thrill for an old guy.
Aw, you're not that old. Come on. Now, Billy, I got to share a little story with you because 25 years ago, April 28th, 1993-ish, somewhere around there, I was 8 years old, in my socks, in the kitchen, dancing to Achy Breaky Heart. And my mama was giving me the dirtiest looks the whole time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe your socks dirty.
You know, so what you're doing right now is proving a point to my mama. You know that, right?
She listening this morning?
She is. Of course she's listening this morning.
Oh, man, that's great. Hi, mama. You know what? We're seeing, you have to send it to us. Send us a picture of you doing that, because we're putting together a video of the nostalgia of what people looked like 25 years ago.
Oh, I love it.
We'd love to see your picture if you could get that to us.
I will for sure. I'll dig it out and send it over to Ellen here in a little bit, actually. But something else I want to bring up is you've got a big project coming up this summer.
I do. I just wanted to say, if you have any video footage of you actually doing that dance in the kitchen in your socks, that would be, that's Tom Cruise in his underwear to us.
You know what? I'll see if my mama was that good back in the day.
Don's staring at me about the Tom Cruise in his underwear part.
Come on, Don. You know that's your favorite part.
It's that fun thing when you just let go in your house, you know?
Yep. That's exactly what it was. And that's exactly what that song did for us growing up. So I'm glad. I am glad that you recut it 25 years later, because really, in country today, we do want to hear the songs we grew up with.
Right on, man. And you know, music's about moving people, man. And especially with this particular song, you think 25 years ago, the L.A. riots and so many things around the world, wars, rumors of wars, it was a heavy, heavy time. There was a lot of divide between people. Well, unfortunately, now 25 years later, you know, it's kind of evolved into more divide.
Exactly.
But the song is a bridge. Oh. The song brings people together. When you sing, when you dance, when you just in the joy, that's what music is supposed to be, is joy. When and just, you know, that's what this song, it just felt like it's kind of time for maybe a happy song again, you know.
I think you're right, Billy. Now I am looking forward to seeing you on TV in July.
Okay, great. CMT, the show is called Steal the King. We had a great first season, but I think we've topped it with season two. I was just telling Don, it's fun to get, you know, when your job is to be crazy and be, you know, be as crazy as you can be. In season two, we go, my character Vernon Brown gets really crazy.
Above and beyond, huh?
Man, it was just legally crazy, and it's fun. The whole show, just the writers did a great job in development of this season two. Our cast just continue to just build, and it's just a mammoth cast. So I hope you get to check it out. We're real excited.
We will this summer on CMT. Of course, I've got Billy Ray Cyrus and Don Von Trust on the phones. It's been a complete honor this morning, you guys.
Oh, thanks, Lindsay.
Honor's ours, Lindsay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And I think we got to play this song now so everybody else can dance in their socks.
Crank it up and dance in your socks.
All right. Hey, Billy Ray, can you do me a favor and tell everybody what station they're listening to?
Hey, this is Billy Ray Cyrus, and you're listening to 99.5 Zia Country. Crank it up, Lindsay, and dance in your socks.